Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Today, we're going to dive into my mushroom checklist. What to do before a trip, during a trip, and after a trip. We're also going to talk about the three stages of a mushroom trip, the ascent, the flight, and the afterglow. I'll also share some tips around integration and how to make the most of the homework and the insights that you get on a mushroom trip. For those who are new here, my name is James. I run a channel around psychedelics and spirituality, how we can use psychedelics to improve our lives and ourselves. So please subscribe if you are interested in learning more about psychedelics. I also run two podcasts around psychedelics and spirituality. You can check those out on Spotify and Apple. All right, let's jump into the checklist, what to do before a mushroom trip. So before you do a mushroom trip, you want to make sure that you eat a light breakfast, something like fruit, no heavy foods, no meat, try to keep it plant-based, and aim to fast a few hours before the trip. Get clear on your intention. Why are you doing this trip? Why now? What do you want to learn? Write down some of your intentions for the trip in a notebook. This will help solidify what you'd like to learn and work during the trip, and this will help those intentions come up in the trip naturally. Double check your environment. Is it safe? Are you comfortable? Will you be undisturbed for the next 6 to 8 hours? Is anyone else in your environment, and are they aware that you are doing a trip? This is super important. You do not want to trip in a house or an environment where other people don't know that you're tripping. Side note, a cluttered or messy environment can affect your trip, can affect your mindset, so if you need to do some tidying up, now is the perfect time to do it. Prepare music ahead of time. A 4 to 6 hour mix that you can leave in the background just playing, and you don't have to touch the controls or change the music. That's ideal. I have some amazing playlists for you. If you go to jameszander.com/playlist, you'll see a list of my top playlists that have been mushroom tested personally by me. Set your phone on silent or do not disturb. This is super important. You don't want to check your phone during the trip. You don't want any phone calls to come during the trip. Don't check your text messages. When you trip, you trip. Make sure you have water close by. During a trip, you might get dehydrated, and it helps to have water nearby. Get a notebook and a pen and keep it close by. You might not be able to write during the trip, but at the tail end of it, it's really helpful to have a notebook so you can jot down any insights or downloads that you received while they're still fresh in your mind. I often do solo trips, but for maximum safety, you'll want to either have a trip sitter or someone nearby who you can call during the trip if you need them. So get that arranged ahead of time. Make sure that that person knows when and where you are going to be tripping. You might not need them at all, but it's nice to have a friend who you can call during the trip, just in case things get dicey. Typically, I like to start my trips around 5 to 6 p.m. Typically, no lights. I just leave the curtain open, and whatever ambient light is coming from outside, that's what I trip with. Typically, I'm either sitting in bed or on a sofa. Sometimes I'll lie down if a trip is getting intense. Your mileage may vary, so feel free to do what makes you the most comfortable. This is your trip, and the more comfortable you are, the deeper you can go into your mind and truly let go. So make your environment as comfortable as possible, and make yourself as comfortable as possible. If you're not sure how much mushrooms to take, start with 1 gram or even less. Set a timer for 1 hour. Within the first hour is the perfect time to redose. So you'll set a timer, 1 hour mark, you can check how you feel, and if you feel no effects, that's the perfect time to take another gram to up the dose. After the 1 hour mark, it's a little bit tricky because your body develops a tolerance to it. There's not much point in taking more shrooms 2 hours later. But within the first hour, it's the perfect time. So wait 1 hour, see how you feel. And then if you feel like you need more, that's the perfect time to redose. Okay, during the trip, now we're getting to the exciting part. Your main goal in the trip is to surrender to the experience and allow the mushrooms to work on you and through you. Go into the trip with intention, but no attachments or expectations. Anything could happen or nothing could happen. Your work is to surf the waves of energy that come up. I think of a mushroom trip almost like a 6-hour meditation. You surrender to what comes up, you surrender to the emotions, the memories, the feelings that come up, and you work with them. You're not trying to make anything happen during the trip. You are letting it happen. If you are seeking healing, you're not trying to make the healing happen. You let the mushrooms work on the healing with you. Your job is to be present, to listen, to pay attention, to surrender, and to process the images, emotions, and insights that come up. You're not forcing any specific results to happen. You're open to all possibilities, but you have no expectations. Simply enjoy the ride and let the mushrooms work through you. If a difficult emotion or memory comes up in the trip, do not resist. This is the key. Stay with the emotion, sit with it, surrender to it. Do not deny it, resist it, or turn away from it. Resistance is the main cause of a bad trip. Surrender is the cure. Watch my video on the power of surrender if you want to learn more about that. Now, there are typically 3 stages to a mushroom trip. Number 1, the ascent. This is the first 1 to 2 hours. This is where the trip begins and you acclimatize to the mushrooms. It's almost like hiking Mount Everest and the oxygen levels are getting low and your body is acclimatizing to that new environment. So you may feel strange or disoriented during this time. I like to use the metaphor of a hard drive being refragmented. So it's like the mushrooms are going inside your brain and they're rearranging all the furniture. And during this time, you may feel a little bit strange. My friend likes to call this the dark tunnel of a mushroom trip. I like to compare it to a flight taking off. Sometimes the ascent is smooth. Sometimes it's a little bit bumpy. You work with what you get. Now, if you're going through a difficult time in your life or something heartbreaking has happened or some sort of trauma has happened, expect that to come up during this time. This is normal. This is the mushrooms looking at your entire energy field and picking out all the blocks that are in your energy, and you're going to get to work on them during the trip. So this is a good thing, but it may feel a little bit difficult. So don't resist, surrender to what's coming up and work with the mushrooms. No matter what happens during the trip, don't panic. Don't stress. Sit back and surrender and allow whatever's coming up to flow through you. Don't allow yourself to be moved by any fears or any internal or external worries. Simply flow with the trip as if you're surfing the waves, and you're not fighting the waves, you're surfing them. Avoid prematurely labeling a trip bad because of a difficult moment. Sometimes people experience something really difficult in the first 1 or 2 hours and they go into a panic because they think the next 6 to 8 hours are going to be really difficult. That's not usually the case. A trip will often have peaks and valleys, and just because you're going through a valley right now doesn't mean you're going to stay there for the whole trip. So experience the valley, surrender to the valley, and know that there will be peaks. There will be highs and lows. Your job is to surf the waves as best you can and surrender to each moment. Stage number 2, the flight. This is usually 2 to 5 hours. This is the trip. So the takeoff is complete. Now you're flying. This is the part of the trip where you may experience strong closed eye visuals, strong open eye visuals, insights and downloads about your life. You might feel like you're having a dialogue in your mind with the mushrooms. Music will sound exceptionally good. You'll be super sensitive to sound, frequency, vibration, and light. It is vitally important that you continue to surf the waves during this time. Continue to surrender to every moment that comes up. Do not get taken off course by a bad memory or a stray thought. Stay present with where the trip is taking you and surrender to where it takes you, even if you feel nervous. I talk more about this topic in my video, Lessons from a Deep Mushroom Trip. If you feel the urge to write down notes or insights from your trip, this is where the notebook comes in handy. But sometimes the trip is so intense that you're not going to be able to even pick up a pen. So in that case, try to remember those insights, and then at the tail end of the trip, that's where you can write it down. Avoid checking your phone. One errant text message from someone else can send your trip in a whole new direction. So you don't want to look at your phone. You don't want to open your phone. You don't want to do anything that allows external influences into your trip. Keep your focus in your own world. Keep your focus inside the trip. Minimize any external influences as much as possible. This is the part of the trip where you can also ask questions of the mushrooms. You can really have a dialogue with them. You can set intentions. You can ask them about your life. You can ask them to work on something with you. Use this time to really work on yourself and work on your life and your character. Stage number three, the afterglow. Usually 1, 2, 3 hours. So you've gone up the mountain, you've reached the peak, and now you're coming down. This is where the trip becomes more gentle. You may still be sensitive to light and sound, but it's no longer as strong as the peak experience. Very important to still refrain from checking your phone during this time. Allow yourself to stay in the trip. You don't want to interrupt your trip prematurely and allow the outside world to influence you. Not quite yet. Stay with the trip. Stay with what it's showing you. Stay with the lessons and the insights that you're still downloading. The afterglow is the perfect time to reflect on what you learned and experienced and think about how you can integrate the lessons into your day-to-day life. This is the perfect time to take notes on everything that you learned while the memories and insights are still fresh. You can also use this time to feel gratitude, to set new intentions for your life, and to reflect on your life overall and where it is going and how you want it to continue. Eventually, the effects of the psilocybin will wear off. You'll know when the trip is done. You'll probably feel a bit exhausted, a bit tired. If you started tripping in the afternoon, it'll be night, and so you'll probably be ready to head to bed. After the trip. So your trip is done. You've successfully surfed the waves. You've had the experience. What do you do now? The day after a trip, I often find that I have a renewed desire to make the most out of my life. I'm more energized to make new changes, install new habits. It seems like I'm particularly open to making new connections in my brain and particularly open to changing my life. So don't procrastinate during this time. Whatever lessons you learned from your trip, implement them right away as soon as possible and integrate them into your life. Otherwise, you will lose the lesson. You may have experienced a mind-blowing insight during the trip, but until you integrate it into your day-to-day life, it's not going to change you. Now is the time to integrate it. This is why I often recommend after your trip, the next day, you want to leave your schedule open. You don't want to have a work meeting the next morning. Allow yourself the time to process and reflect on the trip. Now, this will look differently for different people, and it's very much dependent on the trip. Some trips are just trips. You won't necessarily have a ton of homework to implement. Other times, you left pages and pages of notes and ideas on how you can improve yourself and improve your life. Be open to either possibility. Remember, no expectations. If you get specific lessons and homework, implement them. If not, enjoy the trip for what it is. There will always be another one. You may also want to make notes on how you can make your next trip even better. Make your own personal checklist. Is there something that you would have done differently with the environment? Is there something that you would prefer to do differently next time? This is your opportunity to make a checklist of your own of all the things you want to improve for the next trip. What would you do differently next time? Take note of this and use those notes for your next trip. I hope this helps you prepare for your next mushroom trip. Thank you so much for watching. If you want this in PDF format, so you have this checklist for your next trip, visit jameszander.com and you can find it there. And if you'd like to learn the top 20 myths around psychedelics and mushrooms, watch the next video. Thank you so much for watching and for listening. Please subscribe to the channel for more weekly videos on psychedelics, and I'll see you in the next one. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.